You ever get that feeling, like fuel costs are just this bottomless pit in your budget,
Yeah, definitely.
especially if you're running a whole fleet of vehicles or like heavy machinery. It's a constant struggle to stay on top of it all. So today we're really diving deep into SCI Global, this company that says they've figured out this whole fuel optimization thing. We've got all their stuff, like brochures, case studies, you name it. We're going to see if they actually live up to all the hype. And more importantly for you listening, if their solutions could actually make a difference in your world.
Yeah, because what really jumps out at me just looking at all of this is that SCI Global, they're not messing around with like a quick fix here, a quick fix there. They've gone and built this whole ecosystem. We're talking hardware, software, data analytics, the whole nine yards all working
And
together.
so let's break it down piece by piece. First up, they've got this thing called Fuel Shield. Does it actually, live up to that name? What's the deal there?
So Fuel Shield, it's all about secure automated fuel dispensing. They're tracking every single drop of fuel from the second it leaves the pump all the way to who's filling up, when they're filling up, where they are, you name it. And they're not even trying to be one size fits all with this. They've got different versions of Fuel Shield, like for big fuel terminals or like regular gas stations, even like those mobile tankers you see driving around.
So it's not a one size fits all kind of solution. That's a good sign. But what about like what's happening inside the tank itself? That's where this level shield thing comes in, right?
Exactly. So Level Shield, that's where you get into real-time fuel level monitoring, but it goes way beyond just telling you how much fuel you have left. Like we're talking temperature, water levels, all that. And then get this, it actually uses that data to like predict when you're going to need your next fuel delivery. Imagine like just cutting out all that guesswork and never having to deal with like unexpectedly running out of fuel.
That'd be huge for businesses that are, constantly on the go. But there's a third piece to this puzzle, right? Fuel B4. What is that all about?
So think of Fuel B4 as like mission control for your fuel situation. It takes all the data that's coming in from Fuel Shield and Level Shield, and it makes it actually useful. And from what I'm seeing, they really put a lot of effort into making the interface really user-friendly. Like you don't need to be a tech genius to make sense of it, you know?
So we're talking like real-time data at your fingertips, easy to understand reports. You can like spot problems before they even become problems, right?
Yeah, at least that's what they're saying. But, it really comes down to, the benefits, right? Like saving money, being more efficient, tightening up security. I mean, that should be music to any business owner's ears.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about those benefits then. Let's be real, time is money. No more manual logs, no more guesstimating. That's going to be a huge win for efficiency, right?
Oh, absolutely. SCI Global, they're all about automation. Think of all those hours, wasted on manually entering data and putting together reports and trying to make sense of all those fuel receipts. It's a mess. Their system basically streamlines all of that for you.
And streamlining usually means cost savings, right?
Exactly.
Which we all love to hear about.
Exactly. And they're not shying away from that at all. They're saying straight up, by preventing fuel theft, optimizing how you're actually using the fuel, and then letting you base your decisions on real data, not just your gut, businesses can actually see a significant difference in their bottom line. In fact, they highlight some pretty impressive numbers in their case studies, which we'll get to in a bit.
But it's not just about saving money though, right? They also talk about how this improves security. And let's be honest, that peace of mind, that's valuable too,
Oh, absolutely.
especially for companies that have, valuable assets on the line.
Of course.
So we're talking like tamper detection, access control systems that actually like dictate who can and can't pump fuel, and even real-time alerts if something seems off.
Exactly. So, you're protecting your assets, you're making sure your data is accurate and reliable. It's a win-win.
So we've laid out the what SCI Global is actually offering their core stuff. But the real question is, does it actually work in the real world? So for that, let's dive into a couple of their case studies. I'm ready for some real world results. How about you?
Yeah, let's see these systems in action. I think that'll really paint a clearer picture.
All right, so first up, we've got Heidelberg Cement. Big name in construction based in Germany. They were dealing with with a problem I think a lot of businesses face, which is unauthorized fuel use.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not ideal when you're trying to run a tight ship.
No, not at all. And this case study really shows how effective Fuel Shield can be, even on a massive scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like Heidelberg Cement, they've got a fleet of 200 vehicles to manage. So security and accurate tracking, it's essential for them.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened when they actually implemented Fuel Shield? Did it actually make a difference?
Well, let's just say this. They saw a 7% reduction in their fuel consumption. And for a company that size, those savings, they add up really quickly.
7%. That's a pretty convincing number.
Okay.
But let's switch gears completely and look at a totally different scenario.
Okay.
A sugar company in Kenya.
Okay.
Talk about a different world from the construction industry in Germany.
Totally. And that's what makes this case study so interesting. It really highlights how adaptable SCI Global's technology is. Like, it doesn't matter what industry you're in or where you are in the world, it can work. This sugar company, they had a massive fleet of 600 vehicles, and they were dealing with fuel theft and inaccurate inventory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that's a double whammy of inefficiency and lost revenue. So
yeah.
how did SCI Global tackle that?
So they went in with like a multi-pronged approach. They installed Fuel Shield across multiple different sites to keep track of fuel dispensing at 19 different nozzles, like all at once.
Wow.
And then on top of that, they put RFID tags on 140 of the company's vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Just to make sure that only authorized vehicles could actually fuel up.
That's really smart. So they're taking all the guesswork out of it.
Exactly.
But what I'm really curious about is did it actually impact their bottom line?
So they reported a significant decrease in their fuel expenses, somewhere between 20 to 30%.
Wow.
Now that's impactful.
20 to 30%. I mean, that's what I call a win right there.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get caught up in the numbers, right? What I think is really interesting here is that you've got these two companies from totally different worlds, totally different industries, and they're both seeing these massive improvements just from basically taking control of their fuel, how they manage their fuel.
Right. And I think what connects these stories, it's not just the technology itself, it's the power of actually using data to make decisions. Hmm. It's about understanding like how you're actually using fuel, you know, finding ways to do things better and then making choices based on what's really happening, not just a hunch.
And that seems to be a big part of SCI Global's whole like pitch, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, keeping an eye on your fuel levels. It's about using that information strategically to actually improve your business.
Exactly. And that's where their Fuel B4 software, that's where it really comes in.
Okay.
It's not about having like fancy graphs and charts just for the sake of it. It's about taking all that raw data and turning it into something you can actually use to make your business better. I mean, that's where the real value is.
Okay. So we've seen how their tech works, you know, right now.
Right.
But they also mentioned this BI dashboard. What is that all about? Is that like the future of this whole fuel management thing?
So the BI dashboard, that's where things get really interesting. It's about connecting all the dots, you know, seeing the big picture. They're talking about using data not just to like react to problems, but to actually get ahead of them.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
So break it down for me. What makes this BI dashboard so special?
Okay, so imagine this. You're not just looking at like individual fuel tanks anymore. You're seeing the entire flow of fuel across your whole operation all in one place.
Wow.
And the BI dashboard, it visualizes all of that. So you can like spot trends, you can see if something's off that maybe you wouldn't have noticed before.
So it's like having like X-ray vision into your fuel consumption.
Exactly. And then on top of that, they're really big on this whole predictive analytics thing.
Okay.
So you can start to anticipate like how much fuel you're going to need in the future. You can optimize when you order fuel. You might even find whole new ways to save money that you hadn't even thought of before.
So it's not just about like saving money today. It's about making smarter decisions for the long haul.
Exactly. Now they don't go into a ton of detail on the stuff we have.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if this BI dashboard, if it could actually like connect with your other business systems.
Right.
Like imagine if it could talk to your accounting software or your logistics software. Like
right.
The possibilities there are pretty huge if they've actually figured that out.
So like a fully connected system.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. But let's bring it back to what we know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about SCI Global, their fuel shield system, you know, securing every drop, level shield, keeping tabs on those tanks, and of course Fuel B4, the software that makes it all make sense. Plus, we've got those great stories from Heidelberg Cement and that sugar company in Kenya, both seeing these huge benefits from using this technology.
Yeah, and what's clear is that SCI Global, they're not just selling a product, they're selling this whole vision of what fuel management could be. It's not just reacting to problems after they happen, it's about getting ahead of the game.
And they're really betting big on data being the key to making all that happen.
Absolutely.
And they're really betting big on data being the key to making all that happen.
Absolutely. But you know, we've been talking a lot about like big companies, fleets of vehicles.
Right, right.
What about like the average person? What about you listening right now?
Yeah, that's a good point. What if you don't run a construction company or a sugar plantation? Does any of this even matter to you?
Exactly. That's the question. I think it does, because we're all dealing with fuel costs, whether it's, you know, filling up our car or heating our homes.
Yeah.
So how could this kind of like real-time data, these predictive analytics, how could that change your world?
Right. Yeah. Like could it help you, I don't know, optimize your commute, maybe make your home more energy efficient? Could it even like spark a whole new business idea?
Exactly. Those are the questions worth thinking about. Because like it or not, we live in a world that's increasingly driven by data.
Yeah.
And what SCI Global shows us, it's just one example of how powerful that can be, even for something as basic as fuel.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if any of this has piqued your interest, you know, if you're curious to learn more, I definitely recommend checking out SCI Global's website. Maybe even like give them a call. They really seem to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they do. And who knows? Maybe our little deep dive here today sparked an idea for you. You know, maybe there's a way you can use data to do things better, be more efficient, maybe even come up with something totally new.
That's what we'd love to hear. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of fuel management technology.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep those wheels turning.